Watson's Zone for Sports. Watson's Zone for Sports. It's just a command away.
Open your mouth.
Just ask your smart speaker to play. Play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I need one of those.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fists this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go ahead.
And the clock will hit triple zeros. And in spite of it all, LeBron James and the Cavs are going back to Cleveland. Down 0-2. A stirring come-from-behind win in what may have been the Marcus Smart game of all Marcus Smart games. The final score, Boston 107, Cleveland 94. The Celtics lead the Eastern Conference Finals 2-0.
That is the scene as 3 weeks ago. The Celtics won game two. And then what do they do? They got tomorrow at 8:30.
So you got tomorrow at 8:30, and then the good thing is that it's every 2 days or every other day.
Each now we're going to have basketball every day of the week from now on.
When did we hear that if they go to the finals, when would game one be?
Like 2 weeks. It's like May 31st. It's 2 weeks from yesterday, I think, is when the NBA finals start.
Well, nothing like dragging everything out.
I mean, really, if any of these series end early, the winning team's going to wait a week before we get started.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is going to be, first of all, that series in the West looks like to be more of a series than I thought it was going to be.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if they can keep that up.
We'll see if Houston can do it again out in Oakland.
Well, we had Danny Ainge on yesterday, and the one quote that's been going around over the last couple of days is somebody unnamed from the Cleveland Cavaliers called Danny Ainge an effing thief for what happened with Kyrie Irving. And it is kind of funny when you watch this game, who would have ever thought that the Cleveland Cavaliers would be missing Kyrie Irving more than the Boston Celtics do right now. I mean, they're obviously he's the guy that was your trap door. When you were LeBron James and you had some sort of difficulty and you were being defended somewhat well, or you're just having an off night, or maybe it's one of those nights you decided that you were feeling things out or just wanted to take your time. Kyrie was never that guy. He was your trap door. He's the guy you could depend on. And we were talking about the deficits that they were down against the Golden State Warriors down 3-1. I mean, the reason you got out of that, and the reason they won a ring that year,
was because of Irving in Game 7.
It was because of Kyrie Irving and his otherworldly play in Game 7. So now that he's gone, there's this whole thing where you've got all these players on the Cavaliers, or at least one player who's saying it out loud, that Danny Ainge stole Kyrie Irving from this team. Now, when we had Danny on, he said, well, at the time, there were a lot of people who thought that the Cavaliers had won that trade. And he's right about that. You know,
the Brooklyn pick and two rotational players. So one starter and one guy who started for you and came off the bench in Jay Crowder.
Well, think about it, how much we used to value Jay Crowder. Remember, he was like your defensive. Him and Avery Bradley, we spoke in the same breath as being these elite defenders.
Remember Ante Zizic? Remember what the story was? Anytime anybody called the Celtics, everyone wanted Zizic. Remember that?
Sure.
And so he was part of that deal, too.
There's not a player on the Celtics over the last 6 years that has not been overvalued. I mean, there is, I mean, it's constant.
Not been overvalued. No, Al Horford has not been overvalued. He's been undervalued. I think he's the one player you could say that everyone puts the rights off.
But maybe it's talking to Gorman every week, but every player on this team is at one point is a commodity that cannot be jettisoned.
But isn't some of that because of what Brad Stevens is able to get out of them? It's because when they're here, they play at
a
level.
Like they look superhuman, and then they go somewhere else. Like, what happened to Avery Bradley? You remember?
I know, but Avery Bradley was in breaths with Kevin Durant and LeBron James.
No, I understand that, but
from Mike Gorman.
Right.
But someone who covers the Celtics and is at every game.
And I believe he might have even said that. No,
wouldn't have traded Avery Bradley for anyone except for for LeBron James or Kevin Durant. And people saying Jay Crowder, and he's the greatest. He can shoot threes, and he's a physical
presence. Well, the question is were Celtic fans overvaluing them because they were Celtics, or were they overvaluing them because they performed
because
well
they were
here?
Celtics. Okay. And they were fine.
You see, I think
Jay Crowder was a good player, decent player.
He was very good, and he was a little better than very good defensively at times, but he would have lapses. You're right. He wasn't someone. You know what everyone wanted him to be? They wanted him to be Jaylen Brown. They wanted him to be somebody like Jaylen Brown who could hit the three consistently, show a little bit of toughness. Actually, maybe Marcus Morris. Let me go more Marcus Morris than that. Like someone who's kind of a tough guy who can bring a little bit of attitude to the team and still hit big shots when it mattered. I think that's what everyone wanted him to be. And now you have a legit tough guy on this team in Marcus Morris, someone who is a slight bit psycho, who I don't think I would want to, in a street fight, have anything to do with.
Someone whose brother, even though he plays for Washington, rocks Celtics jerseys while at the games.
No, he's supporting his brother.
Right.
You know, he's there by his side, which that is still one of the weirdest phenomenons. The two of them, not only are they identical twins, but they got the exact same tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, led to the conspiracy theory last year during the Washington series.
That's right.
That one brother had replaced the other one.
Because the first brother, Markieff, got hurt.
Yeah.
And so that's got to be Marcus.
If they did that, would anyone know any differences?
No.
Other than maybe the coaches because of the plays that they would run?
According to the show Double Trouble, you can get away with murder.
I guess you can.
I mean, you can switch up dates and everything else.
Yeah. So the whole thing now is that the Cavaliers are completely pissed that there was a robbery made by Danny Ainge. And to that I say, you've pissed off Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving wanted out. You can say all the time, oh, you know, if it wasn't for Danny Ainge, we wouldn't have had all this happen. What you did and the way you were talking and the way LeBron treated Kyrie Irving led him to go to management and say, I want out. And that's a little piece of history that these guys are all forgetting about. So Danny Ainge might be taking advantage of a team that was desperate, but that desperation was caused because you guys forced him out. You forced his hand, and he asked to be out of Cleveland. Now, this also, however, warms my heart because we were talking about Terry Rozier and how in the offseason, if they're to make any moves, that's the guy that it would make sense. He's going to cost a lot of money when it's all done and over.
They have to get rid of him.
Well, they don't have to next year. It would be wise to get something for him while you can.
They don't have to, but it would defy any kind of logic to not get rid of him.
I don't know. I mean, he's an excellent backup point guard.
I understand,
if you're going to make a run,
a guy who has performed exceptionally well in the postseason, which really raises his profile.
Of course.
I mean, whatever he was at the end of the regular season is fine, but what he's done in the first two rounds of the playoffs and in game two against Cleveland, I mean, that dunk with LeBron trying to chase him down, that's one of those highlights that people are going to look at and go, wow, I mean, this kid isn't scared of the spotlight. That's what really raises his trade value here. Not only can he be a starting point guard in this league, and you could say, well, that wasn't a big enough sample size, he could be a starting point guard for a team that goes possibly to the NBA Finals.
And you can
huge.
And you can sell it to your fan base.
Yes.
That's the other
thing. Look at this guy, which is why I go back to the Clippers. They can sell that. Here's a point guard. Look, whatever you think about Terry Rozier, Fred, I mean, look, you're the Clippers. You're rebuilding. Here's a young point guard that you can sell to your fans.
Was he the 16th?
For a lottery pick?
Yeah. A low lottery pick. Not a high one, a low one, which essentially is a mid-first round pick.
Right.
And I think you can sell that.
I'd rather have Miles Bridges than Rozier in any scenario.
Well, ask yourself this, Fred. Are there teams dumb enough to make bad deals with Danny Ainge?
Right,
sure.
Because Terry Rozier,
happens all the time.
Then it's another example of a Celtics player being overvalued, and then he'll go somewhere else.
And you know what?
It's happened before. It's going to happen again.
Give credit to Danny.
I'm not giving up a lottery pick for Terry Rozier.
But Doc Rivers might.
In any way, shape, or form.
That's the thing. Doc Rivers might.
This draft is fairly deep.
Yep,
and
it is.
There's players with star potential.
Steve goes all the way down. I was reading a story about Grayson Allen this morning and how now everyone's in love with him in the late teens. I mean, it's just there are a lot of guys in this draft.
Yeah,
a lot of point guards in this draft.
There's a lot of point guards in this draft.
Sure, there are.
There
right.
are guys that had injuries that came out that might be being undervalued. So there's guys that were supposed to be top five picks that stuck around that might be available at the end of the lottery. There's no way. There's no way. Maybe
I think his profile is, going back to Rozier now, I think his profile is that high that someone will take a gamble on him. Danny's going to steal another one.
What was his original
pick? Lottery pick?
Did he get picked at 16?
Yeah. He was mid-first round.
He was mid-first round.
So why is it that crazy that you might get something comparable to a little higher than a 16 for him?
That's a question.
Because he's a backup point guard.
Well, he's not anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay. James Harden was a backup point guard at one point.
Well, let's not compare the two of those.
What I'm saying is that he was a backup point guard, but he became a star.
Based on
when
one
he played
postseason
for Oklahoma City.
I like the depth of this draft far more.
I think that there are NBA teams that are so hungry for a guy that is a quote-unquote proven winner that someone will give Danny Ainge that.
You know, remember Mark Chambers?
Yes. Phoenix Suns.
Remember
yes.
Mark Chambers?
Yeah,
All-Star. And he was the bee's knees. He was the MVP of the All-Star game.
Sure. I remember.
How long did that last?
Probably not very long. I honestly don't know off the top of my head.
There's guys who go on runs. This happens.
You know what Danny Ainge is? Danny Ainge is a really good carny. He's the guy at the Carnival Barker who's got the basketball hoop that's like bent so you can't get the ball in, and everyone knows it, but there's always some idiot that steps up and says, I'm going to be the one to make it happen. I'm going to win that big stupid stuffed animal that Rasta banana. I'm going to bring that home.
He got very lucky when Brooklyn made one of the most idiotic. Like the Lou Brock trade.
Chambers went on a pretty good run.
Think of the Isaiah Thomas trade. Wait, so you've got
Mark Chambers went on a pretty
good
run. Tom Chambers.
Yes. He went on a very good run.
For how many years?
He was an All-Star four times in a five-year span, and he averaged between 17 and 27 points a game for about a decade.
Tom Chambers.
I'm looking right at it.
He had floppy hair.
I know that. He averaged 27.2 points a game in 1989-90.
Because who else was on that team? They had to be feeding him.
Well, I'll take a quick look while we have time. Cedric Ceballos. Kevin Johnson, KJ, Eddie Johnson, Jeff Hornacek.
Oh, the Horn Man.
Xavier McDaniel, Dan Marley. I mean, there were some good players.
Xavier McDaniel had to be after his, or before. I mean, he made his hay with the Supersonics.
Yeah. Yeah, he was older. Yeah. He was older. But they had Dan Marley. I mean, there were some good players. Kurt Rambis, I mean.
I mean, that was Rambis' height of his career.
Right there. But, no, they had a handful of decent players on that team.
Right. Kevin Johnson was a distributor.
Marley was the
three-point specialist.
Yep.
I'm not buying.
Cedric Ceballos, slam dunk champ. Telling you.
Well, they had
talented guys.
That's right.
Tom Chambers. Very good player. Not very good, but better than you thought.
Was it the 86 All-Star game that he was the MVP of?
I have no earthly idea which All-Star
game. I'm going to go on a limb. $20 says he was the 86 All-Star game.
Go to break. I'll check it out.
All right. This is Boomer Esiason brought to you by Stone & Bank.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What you heard, it's what you hearing. Listen, X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you.
Okay. This is one of the themes, yep.
All right, this is Deadpool is a movie that people are very excited about.
One of the weirder facts that I learned over the past couple of months is I guess DMX lives in, New Hampshire? Did I hear that? Did I hear that right? Like, DMX is local.
Really?
Somebody said that, like, DMX was living either in north of here or in New Hampshire because they had seen him at, like, some sporting event. Like, oh, yeah, he lives around here. That is odd. I have no idea why he's here.
I don't think he's recorded a song in over a decade.
Yeah, man, that might be the truth.
Yeah, the DMX, not the greatest of all time.
He's in rehab in New Hampshire.
It's rehab in New Hampshire.
So he is living in New Hampshire, but that's not where he chose to go.
I don't think he's just hanging out.
Going
to York's Wild Kingdom.
That's Maine.
DMX.
That's all right.
That's right. Trust me.
That's very much Maine.
DMX not considered one of the great MCs of all time. All right. Rich, so Deadpool, people are very excited.
Yeah, they are excited. I saw the first Deadpool movie, and I thought it was fine. My only problem with it was that, you know, Ryan Reynolds, it's basically a parody of superhero movies. There's a whole lot of Saved by the Bell-esque turning and talking to the camera and explaining things and breaking the third wall that's going on.
So, like, Zach, for a time being, he can call time out? That was a device they've only used a few times.
There's a decent amount of that where Deadpool turns to the camera and says something, and there's a lot of, like, winky-wink. And which at times it was very funny, but it kind of got a little tiresome near the end of it. I heard that they've actually corrected that with this one because they brought in like a ton more characters. And when you have that, it's a little less time for him to, you know, do the hey, inside
to be
joke
sassy,
time.
Yeah.
Right, to be sassy. But either way, right now, The Rotten Tomatoes people have given it a 84%. So people, for the most part, seem to like the Deadpool. But does any of that matter? Who cares about these uppity, nose-in-the-air movie reviewers?
When you can say goddamn 400 times during a movie review.
Yes, you could. Here is Bird, who saw the movie with Nick, and afterwards Nick. Something that's being very underplayed is just how much I think the two of them don't like each other because they believe there's competition.
I think that's more Nick than it is Bird. I don't think Bird has a problem with Nick as much as Nick has a problem with
Bird. That's true. I think
Bird is blissfully unaware of most things.
You might be right, but Nick,
jealous.
On the other hand, I think
yes, I'm
truly,
very jealous.
He truly does not like the fact that somebody else is probably taking his airtime.
Yeah, he's like a guy in the trench in World War II that has he doesn't care because he has no idea what's going on. As mortar shells fire all over the place, a big dopey grin on his face.
So here they are, just outside of the screening of Deadpool.
Why am I getting screened? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 110 text messages. Who the hell's texting me? I hate my family. I hate my girlfriend right now. I hate everyone who texts me.
We're recording right now.
I don't care. That's great.
He comes in hot. Bird comes in hot.
He does. He's already.
Damn it, I'm too popular.
Everyone's texting him.
Leave me alone.
I mean, yeah. I mean, his family's texting him. Yeah. When you coming home, Bird? We got another porch party. Everyone's out in the front yard.
Bird, I walked the street 3 times. I couldn't find you. A movie during the day. You should be at the health club slicing bananas.
Which is his job that he insists he doesn't do anymore.
Can we use this for the radio?
Come on, I hate it when you say that. Yes.
You just got out of the movie theater, and how many text messages do you have?
112.
Why do you have 112?
That's got to be like, there's got to be 90 from one person.
112.
It's his mom just like, where are you? Seriously, where are you?
Dinner's ready. I'm waiting for you. I just yelled for you. Where are you?
You're 35. Where are you?
Spaghetti. It's your favorite. Where are you?
Each a separate task. Yeah. I like that.
You sleeping? Have you found a good girl yet?
We're watching the video of you score the touchdown at Everett High.
Why do you have 112?
It's the Bird Hate Swimming group. It's my college friends. It's the wedding party. Family. My girlfriend called me.
In Everett, another thing is people are constantly getting married.
I just love it how the name of his group is the Bird Hates Women group.
Yeah. Well, it's the She Haters. Oh, wait, what was it?
He-Man Woman Haters.
He-Man Woman Haters Club. Little Rascals.
Family. My girlfriend called me. I don't know why. She knows I'm here. I don't know why she's calling me during the movie. That's like a no-no. She knows better.
Really. Yeah, she really should know better,
she
right?
Does. Well, she's pissed because I'm seeing the movie without her, and she just got out of work.
We just saw what movie?
Deadpool 2.
What did you think of it?
I loved it. It was entertaining. And if you're a Marvel fan...
Those birds, by the way, are thoughts going around his head. They're little bluebirds.
Sure.
The bird is kind of limping. Only one wing works.
Most people have that when they like fall down and hit their head.
Yeah. No, he's just in a perpetual state.
Right. Okay.
Having the bluebirds around.
Right.
I loved it. It was entertaining. And if you're a Marvel fan and you don't see this movie, then you're just a pink cat Marvel fan and you should probably just go f*** yourself.
I think Bird feels the need to really amp it up for these things.
I think so. Someone said he's channeling his inner Fred Toucher complaining about his family.
Yep.
My father-in-law is coming in today. I had to cancel the dentist. I need to sleep.
Is that why you canceled the dentist?
I canceled it because I was making fun of associate degrees.
People would stuff in your mouth.
Don't want that hygienist taking a shot at you.
No, that was at 11:50, and my daughter's library is at 1:15. And then my father-in-law comes to the town. I need rest.
Your father-in-law is not a big deal, right? We went through
They're staying at the house, and if it rains, God help us all. I have no idea what we're going to do.
Well, that's tomorrow.
It's going to rain. Yeah. All day tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All day.
And my son has 2 baseball practices tomorrow.
Well, in the morning, it should be fine. Early, if it's in the morning, it should be fine.
Well, one's in the morning, and then one's is from 5:30 to 7.
Well, that's supposedly a lost cause.
Yeah, you are screwed.
Yeah.
That was going to be the good one.
Beside Deadpool, who was your favorite superhero?
Yeah. Cable kicked ass.
What did you like about Cable?
That just wanted to make wrong the right way, and he did so. And
wait, what?
Pasta.
That's what he wanted to make wrong the right way. And then he answered,
pasta.
I wonder if he's somewhat related to Chili Guy.
Frito burrito.
He wanted to make wrong the right way.
Fritos and beef. And cheese. And cheese.
How much did you have to make that louder?
It was like as peak and as high as you could. I mean, you heard the raw recording. It was like borderline inaudible.
It's like, cheese. And cheese.
He just got so tuckered out after a couple words. And he'd just look at you. He'd sit there looking at you, not saying a word, no awkwardness. He has no social cues.
All right. The best is what he said. What do you got planned? What are you going to do? I go to sleep and wake up.
No, he goes, I'm going to go to sleep. And then I go, well, what are you going to do when you go after you go to sleep? He goes, I'm going to wake up.
And cheese.
I'll tell you, he's a delight. You bring him in once a year, you're doing okay. I have a feeling we'll be able to find them.
When we start off wrong, you want to make things right. Sorry, I said it totally ass backwards.
You sure did. Who's your least favorite superhero?
The guy who should have stayed in the car. And you wanted to do more. I get it. But, like, dude, know your role and just stay in the freaking cab and drive Deadpool and the gang around.
It's a graffiti of words. It's like a Pollock painting of words. It's like if you just took words and threw them at a wall.
Who's the worst superhero? The guy who should have stayed in the car.
So, like, you know those magnets that people have on their refrigerators with words?
Yeah. Right.
It's just if you open the packet and chuck them against the refrigerator.
Who's your least favorite superhero? Listen, everyone knows the whole Marvel's one of their most popular superheroes is the guy who should have stayed in the car.
Yeah.
Him and Spider-Man had a thing.
Yeah, he walked into 7-Eleven, made an ass of himself. There was a big line.
That's just some guy in Everett. It's the guy who should have stayed in the car.
Why'd you stay in the car? I got a ticket. Why'd you stay in the car?
That just wanted to make wrong the right way, and he did so. And
wait, what?
When we start off wrong, you want to make things right. Sorry, I said it totally ass backwards.
You sure did. Who's your least favorite superhero?
The guy who should have stayed in the car, and you wanted to do more. I get it, but like, dude, know your role and just stay in the freaking cab and drive Deadpool and the gang around.
The guy should have stayed in the car.
Now, brought to you by the people that gave you Superman, the guy who should have stayed in the car. I came out and it started raining. I should have stayed in the car.
He's not a very good superhero. You can't just follow one instruction.
I got out in a car, ran over a puddle, and got on me. I should have just stayed in the car.
The guy who should have stayed in the car, and he wanted to do more. I get it.
The guy who wanted to stay in the car, should have stayed in the car, but wanted to do more.
I get it.
Wrong the right way.
I was on a hot run of Keno, and you came in with a cooler. You should have just stayed in the car.
The guy who should have stayed in the car, and he wanted to do more. I get it.
Fritos and beef. Cheese. Frito burrito.
Burrito.
Pasta.
All right. Captain Couch.
His Wheaties jacket turns to a cape.
Fritos and beef. And cheese.
Be able to clog toilets in a single movement.
Frito burrito.
All these guys live with their parents. All right, here we go. We continue.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds is on another level of comedy.
Who?
Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool.
You're like, rah, rah, rah.
Oh, my bad. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Nick, that's the one he screwed up. by saying Ryan Reynolds.
I think
well done,
properly.
Nick. No, he said it exactly right.
Once again, Nick.
It's the blind leading the blind. Nick's trying to come off as like sassy and suave.
He's not like
Bird. You're every bit as dumb as Bird.
Ryan Reynolds.
Is that better for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You actually speak better when you actually open your mouth.
Oh, okay. Two more. Better.
How?
Shut up, Nick.
Nick, like, yeah, that's
Nick is getting like
what you
snippy.
Said at the beginning, where Nick yep. Nick has this problem with Bird, but Bird has no problem with Nick.
Bird doesn't
I
care.
See that now.
Bird doesn't care about Nick.
I see that now.
It's the battle for the phones.
Yeah.
How many Everett Street parties do you give this?
4.5.
4.5 out of 5.
Yes.
So this is like a rager.
Oh yeah, it is. If you're not, you should get mentally checked out.
Why don't you call Fred?
I'm not getting into it with you like that. Come on, stop.
If you're not, you're mentally checked out. Is that what did he say? What was the last thing he said?
If you're not, you're mentally checked out.
I don't even think he said that.
All right, real quick, and then we got a break. All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, it is. If you're not, you should get mentally checked out.
If you're not, you should get mentally checked out.
Okay.
What he's trying to say is if you don't like the movie... Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
The guy who should have stayed in the cock and you wanted to do more. I got it.
Frito burrito. Fritos and beef. And cheese. And cheese.
His sweetie's jacket becomes a cape. He can't. He's looking 6 inches off the ground.
He's barely hovering up. He keeps like. Scraping every once in a while, just like scrape them off.
No, he goes like 4 feet and then lays down.
Fritos and beef.
That just gets tired of flying.
And cheese.
Don't worry, ma'am, I'll be there in a couple hours. Mabel did scam a ride from his cousin in a single pound.
Fritos and beef.
Something's going down in the city. Just wait for my cousin, and she'll give me a ride.
Well, you know, her cousin is.
The guy who should stay in the cock, and you want him to do more. I got it.
All right. Well, we've... Rich, I think you're going to say this thing, that crystal thing. Are we going to do that thing with the crystal, with the words?
Oh, yeah. This is messed up.
It didn't work for me.
Oh, you see,
it
completely worked for me. Yeah, like, every time, like, however I want it to be, it ends up being that way.
Yeah, mine was a combination of both.
Okay.
But there's something new on the internet. It's getting everyone all freaked out.
Fritos and beef. And cheese. And cheese. And cheese.
It's the guy who should have stayed in the car
and cheese.
Pasta.
And cheese.
All right. There's nothing better on a Friday than a little pasta show.
Pasta.
And cheese.
It's never going to get old. It's going to drive the audience crazy. And it's never going to get old to me.
Fritos and beef.
Yesterday was one of the hardest. It's the hardest I've laughed at this show in a year. He just would look at you dead in the eye and say nothing. There was no hesitation. Like, he didn't. Like, you know, usually people try to fill space, like, on the radio. Mm-hmm. But he would be like, mm-hmm. And then I get up. He just look at you. Look, I've said all I have to say. What more do you want out of me?
So you have to dig it out.
I wake up. Then I'll watch Netflix. Friends.
And cheese.
Friends. Oh, he's perfect. He's perfect in every way. And he loves NASCAR, but he doesn't have a license. All right.
Somebody got to Photoshop the Wheaties jacket as a cape.
Yeah.
Please.
And with him, this one's 6 inches off the ground. All right, we're doing too much German Ryan. All right, here are the headlines.
Jeez.
Pasta Joe, fast food, roast beef.
I'm a big fan of roast beef.
Right. Well, then, how often? No, Pasta Joe. How often do you eat food that you don't make?
All the time.
Okay, so where are some of the favorite places that you like to go?
Taco Bell.
Now, what will you get at Taco Bell?
Frito burrito.
Like the Crunchwrap Supreme. It's pretty good.
All right, so you'll get how many Frito burritos?
4 or 5.
Okay, so you'll go get 4 or 5 Frito burritos. Okay.
The answer was Arby's. Yeah. Arby's.
But what?
Unfortunately, Arby's.
Frito burritos. Now, what's in that besides Fritos?
Fritos and beef. And cheese.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
You have to understand, you could go, why are you laughing so much? You have to understand, he just is looking at you, and there's no social cues. All there's right. No need to fill the air.
I was there when you guys were debating which guys you wanted to bring into this thing, and you said, I want the pasta guy. And I thought, he doesn't say anything, he doesn't do anything, he could sit there like a bump on a log, and it would ruin the whole bit, and you said it would be funny if he didn't say anything the entire show, the entire time, but it was even better than that because he did say stuff and what he said was gold. Yeah. So I have to give you complete credit, Fred. You were the guy that wanted him. You were the guy that brought him in. And he was far and away the best thing that had happened
Is the first clip the one about him going to bed? I do want to hear just this real quick.
Indulge us because I do this.
This
is a little magic.
What's your driving situation?
I don't drive.
Okay, why is that?
I just haven't felt like getting it.
All right, so you don't have a driver's license. So, Apostle Joe, what has been going on since you were last on the air? Can you fill us in with what's been going on in your life?
I mean, I got a job.
What do you do for a living?
Security officer.
Okay, so you get home at 7 o'clock, and what goes on?
Eat breakfast. Okay. Pasta.
So it's still pasta?
Yeah.
So you eat pasta for breakfast every day?
Still, yeah.
Okay. And do you live alone?
I still live with my parents.
Okay, so you live with your parents. You have like a section of the house that's yours?
No, just the room.
Okay, so do you spend most of your time in your room?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so so you get home, you have to understand, he's just looking at me.
I know.
You could go, hey, he's not like, why are you laughing? And it's just like he's sitting there staring at me. Like, without a care in the world, he feels no need to fill the silence.
I still live with my parents.
Okay, so you live with your parents. You have, like, a section of the house that's yours?
No, just the room.
Okay, so do you spend most of your time in your room?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so so you get home at 7. I'll tell you what, you are a chatterbox. So you get home at 7. And then you'll eat pasta. And then what goes on?
I'll go to bed and just wake up.
You're a charmer. So you'll go to bed and then you'll wake up. Around what time do you wake up?
I don't know.
I just like how he feels compelled to tell you that he wakes up.
Yeah, if I don't die.
I go to bed. And wake up.
So what's been going on, Joe?
Well, today I got up.
I got up. I mean, he had to clarify that. That when he goes to sleep, he does wake up every time.
But like, so just, what did you do? What's the most interesting thing you did today?
Woke up.
Yeah.
Jeez. That guy, I'm going to be quoting him all weekend.
He's just the greatest.
He's Captain Quotes.
He's fantastic.
All right, well, let's get to something that truly kind of freaked me out yesterday, because there was that clip that went around, whether you heard Yanny or Laurel, and that was interesting because people heard two completely different things. But however, this took it to a new level. Somebody sent this to us yesterday, and have you heard, did you see this thing I tweeted out yesterday, John?
I did not see it.
Good. Okay.
Good.
All right. This is a clip. It's somebody videotaped like this little toy thing that when you press it, it lights up and it makes a sound. And then it says, a word or a phrase.
All right.
Okay? So right now, John, I want you to listen to this and think of the word brainstorm. All right? So all right. After the sound, this thing says the word brainstorm. I want you to think about that. Okay? Here we go. Okay. Do you kind of hear it, how it could say sound like brainstorm?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to play the exact same clip, except this time I want you to think of the words as green needle.
Okay.
Green needle. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
That's the exact same clip. I played the same clip twice.
It is?
That's the exact same clip, and I played it twice. And I'll play it one more time.
Okay.
Brainstorm. Now green needle. How the hell is that possible? It's one is two syllables, one is three syllables, yet if you think about that phrase, that's what you hear.
Well, it's in a super crazy plastic thing.
I don't know what the hell that thing is. I have no idea.
But I just like that there's more of them.
See, the other one, you see, the Yanny Laura one, it's like, okay, people's minds think differently, but it's the same. I am the same person hearing two completely different things at the same clip.
It's like a parlor trick. I mean, it's something that, I mean, brainstorm and green needle, they must have just, you know, it sounded the same.
No, it doesn't. One's two syllables and one's three. Like, how is this possible?
Because it's just the way that it works out. If you think about it, it's like when you look at, you know, they got those things that you look at and you can see it one way. I'm going to describe this.
Sure,
so
I know what you're talking about.
One of those things, but it's audible.
But that's different because you can see that there's both pictures. This one, like the sounds of green needle and brainstorm are two completely different sounds with different amounts of syllables.
Right.
Like how is one, can you only hear two and then you hear three? Green needle. Okay.
Ophelia.
And Larry Flint.
Four syllables.
Ophelia.
What about?
Think about oiling up ladies for photo shoot.
All right, what about this one?
Pasta.
See, that one's. It's weird. It's weird. You know, it's like you got to.
And cheese.
See, it's strange. That messed with me. Like, it honestly messed with me for a while yesterday.
No, I know. I saw it on the internet, and, like, it was funny that people were freaking out.
Yeah.
It's going to bug the crap out of me.
Because that bugs the snot out of me.
It is. It's going to bug me.
That's going to bug you more?
It is.
That's going to take over your thoughts of Pasta Joe?
It is. That's going to bother me.
Oh, please.
I have that obsessive part of my brain. Well, that is going to bother me.
What was that? What was that one?
Fritos and beef.
See, I heard Mindstorm on that one.
Yeah.
Mindstorm.
Do you have the end of that one?
Yes, I do.
And then you'll eat pasta. And then what goes on?
I'll go to bed and just wake up.
You're a charmer. So you'll go to bed and then you'll wake up. Around what time do you wake up?
I don't know.
And cheese. Pasta.
I just want the one that says, I don't know.
Can you give me that, Mike?
Yeah, right. Here, no. Here, play the thing.
All right.
I don't know.